Grander Radio, it's your guy DJ Metro hanging out in the studio with me. We're going to have a special guest, one of my good friends, Miss Precious Steelman's going to come through, and we're just going to talk about whatever we talk about. So make sure you guys keep it locked right here, Grander Radio. Grander Radio, it's your guy DJ Metro in the studio with me. We have my good friend, Miss Precious Steelman. What's going on, ma'am?
Oh, nothing much. Happy to be here in the building.
Ski Town's finest, if you will. Swim instructor extraordinaire. What's going on with your swimming instructions these days?
Well, my swimming has been on pause as I have been attending school.
Okay. So you decided to go back to school. So where are you going?
Baker College.
Baker College. Okay. What you taking up?
Social work.
So you want to be a community activist for the people?
Yeah, I would like to be a counselor, therapist for adolescents, seniors, specializing in autism and ADHD.
Oh, okay. Now, why those particular?
Because my son is autistic and I also have a son that has ADHD. And so these days it's hard to find like a counselor or a therapist for people with autism. So I just decided to go to school and become what my son needs.
Okay. So you're going to make the change that you want to see.
Exactly.
Wow. More people should think like that, actually.
I agree.
You know, because we always want to harp on or talk about things that need to change or whatever. And from the inside out, it looks like you're going to make the change, at least in your neighborhood, in your community.
Yeah, starting inside of my home first.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. That's pretty awesome. So how old are your kids?
17, 11, 11, and 9.
So 4 plus school. You are a busy woman.
It is.
Wow. Okay, so with that said, what do you do in the community for fun, for yourself or with your family?
Well, me and my kids will go play pool. We'll swim sometimes. Attend, you know, community and local events. And then I'm an Uber for my kids.
Oh, you're an Uber for your kids. Okay.
Whatever sports they have going on or extracurricular activities, mom is the Uber. I am their cheerleader.
Okay. So you have a lot going on, but I know that you're also a music head. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about some music.
All right.
Grander Radio in the building with Miss Precious Steelman, who's going back to school to become a social worker for change, if you will. Autism and ADHD is what she's going to specialize in, helping her kids and community. But she's also a music head, if you will, hip hop head, R&B. It doesn't matter. She can call it in two beats. So what's playing in your CD deck or on the radio in the ride right now?
Gospel.
Okay. Hip hop. Who's your top five hip hop?
Of course, we're gonna lead with Tupac, Nas.
Okay, Tupac, Nas.
I love me some John Legend.
I think she's switching over between hip hop and R&B. Okay, what about some guy, some old school guy?
I like guy. I also like the Isley Brothers.
Okay, so you just
Betty
do the
Wright.
Betty Wright.
Candy Liquor. Oh. Marvin Sees.
Okay, you just all around the board, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, it's good to have a good musical palette, if you will.
Yeah.
So you're all across the board. Tupac starting off with. Okay.
Dear Mama.
That's your joint?
That's my joint.
Okay.
That's a classic that never gets old.
Okay, cool. So in today's music, who you rocking with right now?
First,
2025. It doesn't matter.
I really like her right now.
Okay. You got her, you got Sir, you got...
I really like her. Of course, Kendrick Lamar, absolutely.
So speaking of Kendrick Lamar, what did you think about the Super Bowl halftime show? Did you see that?
Absolutely insightful, intellectual. It was amazing. I love it. Okay. Loved it.
Okay. Now, would you say it's one of the greatest halftime shows that you've seen, or?
you know, that is, it's different from person to person. For me, it was one of the greatest for me. It stimulated my mind, Craig. It stimulated my mind.
Craig, there you go. That's what I want right there. Okay. I'm personally a Prince fan, you know, so when he did that halftime show, Prince, yeah, definitely, you know, it started raining on Purple Rain. Come on now.
I remember.
Yeah, so that was basically my halftime show. But Kendrick Lamar did do an awesome job, and the message was, hey, I'm here, and you got the right one at the right time.
It was so many different messages, though. Right. That's what I liked, and you really had to be in tune to see what he was saying. So I liked that. It was like a puzzle.
Okay. And you figured it out.
Yeah, I'm probably still figuring it out. Probably haven't figured out all the messages because he's a pretty intellectual guy.
All right, you guys keep it locked right here as we have more conversation with Miss Tillman. Miss Precious Tillman, that is. Keep it locked right here, Grander Radio. Grander Radio in the studio with Miss Precious Tillman. So let's go from music to household books.
Household books.
How important is it for you to have books in the home for your kids?
It's extremely important. We only have about, we have a whole library at home.
Okay. So just books all over the place. So are they, do they look forward to receiving new books or going to the library?
Yes,
or?
Absolutely. How about this? So my kids go to a new school this year. The last school they went to didn't really have a library, quote unquote. They have books, right? Okay. But because it's a Montessori, it was smaller. So now they're at a public school and they have an actual library. My son's favorite part of school is going to the library. When he go in the morning, he goes straight to the library. He just think it's amazing. And they check books out, 3-4 books all the time, and come home and... Sometimes I'm irritated because we have so many books at home already, and they bring home more books, more books, more books. They love the library. They love reading.
Well, that's a good thing, though.
Yeah, readers make leaders. I just don't know where to put all these books. I have books in the basement and boxes and everywhere.
Wow.
We have a lot of books.
Okay. Okay. So it's really important. So maybe we need to have some book talks going on or something, because I think it's really important for books to be in the home. And, you know, sometimes you go to people's homes and they have nothing to read, and I'm scratching my head, you know what I mean? But that's just me, because I expect to see some reading material somewhere. And it sounds like you have a vast amount of books going on.
I do. I have so many books where, you know how they have the little library stations throughout the community? I sometimes fill up those stations with books.
Really?
With my books.
Okay. Okay. So like the free library type of deal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So do you ever exchange? You see anything in there that you like that you may take out, or your kids may take out?
Absolutely. When I'm in like select neighborhoods, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so it's definitely good that you're teaching your kids to stay informed with the books and always have some reading material around.
Yeah, we live by the slogan, readers make leaders.
Okay. Okay, well, that's a good slogan to go by.
Yeah.
So do you have a favorite book that you yourself enjoy?
No, I won't say a favorite, but I like self-help books.
Okay.
I love self-help books more than any other books. And I collect books by Black authors, like children's books. Mm-hmm. We have a lot of those. So, yeah, I would say that.
Okay. So, I know that if you ever heard of, I can't think of his name. The name escapes me, but I know he's going to be in Grand Rapids in the next. Ingram Kendi, right? Anyway, black male author. He wrote the book about the anti-racist.
Okay.
And some other books, Stamped from the Beginning.
Okay.
So he's going to be in Grand Rapids in the next couple of weeks. Yeah.
Okay.
And he has a new book out called Young Malcolm regarding Malcolm X.
Oh.
Yeah. So going to be somewhere in Barnes & Noble's, Grand Rapids, Woodland Mall, I believe.
I'll probably go on Amazon. Go on Amazon. Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm saying if you wanted to meet the author, I guess that's what I'm getting.
Oh, yeah.
So he's going to be there signing books. I guess if you want to take your kids there regarding Young Malcolm.
Okay, well, thank you. That's nice to know.
That's where I'm going with it. You guys keep it locked right here. So I know we were talking about music earlier, and did you ever download music off Napster?
No.
Never?
Never.
Really?
I've never been a techie person. I go pay somebody to do it.
Really?
Now, what I did used to do.
Okay.
You know, when we used to have the cassettes?
Yes.
And then you had to, like, push the record and the play, and right. then the record, I used to do that.
The push button. Off the radio, right?
Off the radio, or you know, you had to get another cassette.
Yeah.
And you just have to push the two buttons down at the same time. That's what I did.
Wow. Pause mixing and all that stuff. That's old school classic right there.
Yeah.
So where I was going with the downloading of the music back in the day, there was a company called Napster. And you could go there and get free music. You know, that's before all the streaming and all that, yeah. You know. But Napster, after about 25 years, someone bought that company for $207 million. Now, there hasn't been a Napster in 25 years. The company was probably still alive, but they were not, you know, giving away free music. So somebody just bought it for $207 million after 25 years. That's a heck of a come up.
Yeah, we about to hear it.
You did what now?
I said we about to hear it. They about to make their comeback.
Oh yeah. So, but I think they're gonna go a new direction with that thing right there. So, who knows what they're gonna do? You know, maybe have some concerts, streaming concerts or whatever the case is.
Mm.
I think that's what's gonna go on with that company right there. Mm. Can you imagine just all of a sudden getting $207 million after 25 years of being non-operating?
That's,
you know what
a
mean?
Blessing.
It is.
That sounds absolutely amazing.
I'm surprised. You're such a music head. I'm surprised you know nothing of this.
Because, like, when I hear music, okay, you know, I'm a vibe to it or not, but I don't go researching and diving for information like that.
Oh, you're missing out. You're missing out. We got to get you back in the loop.
Okay.
Or in the loop. Let me say it like that.
Okay. Yeah,
but you're on streaming platforms. So are you a music, like a Apple Music or
no
Spotify or
no?
What's up? You're just a radio girl. Whatever's
no,
on
I
the radio.
I do YouTube, and I do a lot of old school stuff because music today is not music like it was back in the day.
Okay.
Music today is destructive.
Destructive.
Music back then was more loving and bringing people together. You know, men
and
families.
And they told a story.
They did.
Okay. And today,
they even told you step by step on how to get your woman back.
and today is just all about the
partying,
in your face.
Turning kinda, up. And yeah.
Not your cup of tea.
It's not my cup of tea.
Okay. Old school jam. What's your favorite? Give me a list. Give me three old school jams that you still rock today. Off the dome.
Looks like another love TKO.
Teddy P in the microphone. Teddy P.
Let's straighten it out.
Okay.
Love and happiness.
Okay, you going all old school with the slow jams.
Cheating in the next room.
Dang. Who that? Willie Clayton?
My last $2.
Last $2. Oh, so you going straight blues on them?
Yeah.
Okay, that's your thing? Straight blues?
Escape.
Like escape
SWV.
The group.
SWV.
Oh, it's okay.
You know, old school. But you know, Aaliyah, that one in a million, that never gets old.
Okay. So just an old school 90s,
yeah.
If you will. So you got your blues, you have your 90s.
Superwoman.
Superwoman. Who's that? I'm asking.
What's
Karen White?
Yes.
Okay, there you go.
Mm-hmm. But what I was thinking of, the one who wrote it. What's the name?
Babyface. Okay. Well, he has a slew of jams and all kind of Grammys and all that good stuff. So
see, I like the vibe and feel good music. I don't like all of that.
So we gotta keep you in the '90s, even with the hip hop. Some Jigga Man,
I like Ja Rule, absolutely.
Okay.
I like Fabulous.
Fabo, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so '90s is the golden era of hip hop, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you gotta have some '90s. Favorite '90s rapper.
I like Nas.
Okay, Nas, that's your guy?
I love Nas. All I need is one mic.
Well, I mean, you have it right there in front of you. Go ahead and bust a note if you will.
Who else?
That's good enough for you.
I just like music.
Okay. Keep it locked right here with Miss Precious Tillman and her rundown of the 90s jams We'll see what she comes up with next. Grand Radio, I'd like to thank my guests for hanging out with me, Miss Precious Tillman, the swim instructor extraordinaire, Ski Town's finest, if you will. Any last words for the people?
I just want people to know that this is Autism Awareness Month. So be mindful when you see people and meet people. Just be kind. Be inclusive. Have an open mind. And that's what I want you to know.
There it is. Autism Awareness Month.
Correct.
Put it on your calendar. Be nice and be kind to people.
Whether they have autism or not, be kind to everyone. It costs you nothing.
Peace. You heard it from Miss Precious. We out. Later.